bit more. This damn thing's been fighting me for the past minute. You stubborn bastard of a machine. There! Finally got the spring in place. Should have been like that from the start. What'd you say? You think this machine's freezing up because of my imposing charm? Oh, hell. If I had any charm left after that so-called expert blacksmith tried to swindle us, I'd be surprised. Good. In you go. Tried to charge us 20 gold ingots for large springs he picked up and cleaned from the junkyard. It's a good thing we have an eye for detail. What was it?
Customized metal parts for a seafaring dwarven fortress like that. Ah, it needs a skilled hand.
Skilled my ass. Well, that smith got real honest real quick after I asked if he wanted to keep his skilled hand. But I think it was you who really convinced him. Didn't hurt, I think, that you were looking at him like you'd use him as a training dummy if he didn't deliver what we wanted, and be honest about what he was giving us. True, I might have had a word or two with him as well. Well, I wasn't going to let us walk out of there empty-handed. The only reason he didn't lose a few digits was because you kept me from making good on that threat. How are you doing? All good? No, look at that. All in a couple hundred days' work, hmm? Now we have our very own dwarven fortress, and we're going to drive it across the seas. Oh, I'd do it all over again in a sword slash. It's majestic! Look at this thing! It's alive again. These old dwarven machines don't like being woken up after hundreds of years, but several wagons of oil and a couple hundred new springs, cogs, pistons, and what have yous later. I'm so proud of our handiwork. Come here, you sexy thing. Mwah. Oh? I'm proud of you, too. You managed to draw up plans for the parts that were missing. That's no easy feat. Man, your shirt's soaked through. I'm sweaty, too. Where's that towel? Never mind. I've gotcha. It's okay. I was gonna throw this shirt out anyway. And I'm so bloody hot right now. Exposing a bit of my midriff to the sea air is nice. All right, let's see. Yeah, a part of me still can't believe this thing actually moves. I still remember seeing it for the first time. I thought I was hallucinating. A dwarven fortress, hidden underground with the ability to cross seas. Not exactly a casual discovery. It's funny to think about now. If that war wizard we were fighting at the time didn't cause the quake, if the ground hadn't caved in like it did, we wouldn't have found this at all. Unfortunately, our tumble into that abyss almost cost you your life. You did your part too, being so determined to live. When I found that other dwarven machine down there that could knit your body back together, and saw that it had power left in it, I think that was the first time I cried in 20 years. I thank the gods every day that you weren't taken from me, that you lived through that. Yeah, and now your body has all these upgrades and different parts. Huh? You'll never hear me complaining. You're still the same where it counts. Oh, I do like you rough around the edges, and you have plenty of those too. More steel, more muscle. A better project than this fortress was to me, really. Very subjective. You know I'd rather have you over anything else in this world. Now, we finally put the finishing touches on this dwarven fortress. It's ready to take us to brand new shores. Let's see the fortress diagram. Main steam engine room. Check. Mobility mechanisms. Tick. Water filtration and recycling. Yep. Heat regulators. Check. Bedrooms. Master suite. Dining hall. Fortress kitchen. Check. Weapons, cannons, turrets, defense golems, armor. Check! Self-adjusting sails, done. Yeah, a lot of work put into that. Captain's area, deck, huge workshop, and forge area. Tick! Oh. And the Under King's private quarters and bath. Hey. You know what would be real neat right now? You are thinking what I'm thinking. Yeah, that's why we fight so well in tandem. Come on, bath time then. Wash off the sweat and grime. We've earned it. Let's go relax upstairs. Well, this place is quite the sight. We've seen it so many times, yet it still blows my mind. The Under King's private quarters, plus huge bathtub. Our private quarters now. This place has more knobs and buttons than I know what to do with. It's a good thing you found that reference book in the fortress library and memorized so much of it. This whole area is so lavish. I love this big bath lever. Well, if there's one thing we know those ancient dwarves were strong. Had I not seen with my own eyes, I'd never have guessed that a dwarf would have such a taste for this kind of luxury. Dunno, they just seem so rough and immune to the elements, if you know what I'm saying. True. A king's a king, no matter the race. Hell, we ain't kings, and we love luxury and riches. Okay. Water's warming up nicely. I'm ready to climb in. Shirts can go in the chute. After all that wrench turning, gear hafting and sweating. Heavenly. Yeah, geothermal energy doing the work. The fortress's extractor is down deep, using the Earth's heat to power everything. Bath, steam engine, walking apparatus, motors. Damn thing runs real smooth for something so old. But true, dwarven technology is built to last. What are you doing? I'm all lonely in here. Get your ass in the water before I jump out and get you. Hello. Glad you've decided to join the fun. Not bad at all, huh? Could get used to this. Same. It's different from the mercenary life, huh? Most times we're either camping out in the woods or holed up in some dingy inn. Dingy and dodgy. Want me to clean your back for you? Turn around. Well, there was that one time I had to pretend to be that rich lady. Remember? I had her tied up in the wardrobe of that pompous lord's house. I was there to kill the guy. I still remember the look on his face when he saw me sitting there in his wife's gown, sipping on his most expensive whiskey. Easy, Mark. He pissed himself when I unsheathed my sword. How do these lords even stay in power? Yeah, that's why the place is so chaotic. Your back's clean. Do mine. Take the towel. Yeah. Bit harder. You know how I like it. It's like a back massage and a back scrub rolled into one. Okay, let's see. This knob here will make that speaker thing play music, right? And this is for random track selection? Yes. Whoa! Dwarves listened to this kind of racket? Thanks. This is electro-techno? Sorry, not a music expert. Maybe this music wasn't theirs. Could have been gifted to them by some other group. Or stolen, yeah, but that seems unlikely. Huh. It definitely wasn't playing this kind of music the last time we tested this. Nah, keep it on for a bit. It's different. More knobs and levers. So many of them. Let's try this one. No freaking way! Bubbles! Colored bubbles! How is it making all these colors? I like it. But nobody else can know I love bubbles this much. It would ruin my image. Yeah, such a large bath with plenty of room. Yet all I want to be is next to you. Your shoulder is the best pillow. I swear different bubbles smell different too. What's that? those little door things. Oh, yes. Water slides attached to the other end of the bath. Let's play on them tomorrow, after we fill the pools on the first floor with water. This is nice. Once we set sail in this fortress for somewhere new, our lives are gonna be really different, aren't they? We'll make names for ourselves in a new place on new shores. And be something other than mercenaries. And we'll be married. We've been engaged for long enough. Leaving behind these feuding clans and power-hungry warlords. Our lives will be more stable. What? I do have a soft side, you know? Tying the knot sounds like the perfect thing to do. Some people say marriage marks the end of fun, but I think that's a load of cow dung. Good on me for not choosing a boring person then. Marriage is where a new adventure begins. As for work, we'll find something. Fortress tours, farming, open a sword training school. Who knows? I can't lie. The idea of this brand new life gives me butterflies. Haven't had that feeling since I was a scrawny teen, crushing on the baker's son. You know, I saw him last month. Grew up to be a fine man. What? Are you jealous? Are you? As if you have anything to worry about. I'm sure he makes amazing loaves. But he ain't my type. You're my number one. That's not gonna change. We'll need to hire some trustworthy folks to help us run this fortress. But that's for the future. So, where to, my love? You mentioned something the other day. Theros. Well, an island filled with ancient wonders. Gods, non-humans, unique creatures. Imagine the hunting opportunities. And it's a democracy, huh? Sounds weird. You mean they all get a say? Everyone? Not just a couple of big fellas calling the shots. Color me curious. I want to see these temples and buildings you speak of. A peaceful life. I used to call that kind of thing boring and lame, but I'm not as thick-headed as I used to be. I see the appeal now. Less chance of one of us getting our head chopped off is always a good thing. That would suck. It's a new challenge, figuring out how to live without all that violence. I'm clean. Gonna dry myself off now. You coming? Who needs a towel when you have this gas fire, hmm? By the way, I have something to show you. Yeah, I had this massive fish tank installed. Last week, during your city trip. And in that section of the tank is a pair of very cute, semi-sentient koi. Aren't they precious? It's to remind us of where we came from. They're a mating pair. Very much in love with each other. We'll add more fish to the collection when we visit new places. About that, actually, the fortress has its own system to keep the water perfect for them. I know you like fish. You always stop in front of those tanks and stare at them for such a long time when we go into town. I'm glad you like them. Had to surprise you somehow. You can't always be the one getting the upper hand. Shall we get this thing moving then? Someplace different. Someplace new, and with the best person to experience it with.